Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
6:13 now, Friday morning. We finally made it. Didn't think we were going to get here on Monday, but by gosh, we have. That means another LSU game is just ahead. Every Friday with Jeff Palermo is Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com senior columnist, Louisiana Network news director. How you doing, Jeff?
I am doing well, Tommy. How you doing?
I am okay, sir. Tell me how you feeling looking at the LSU game a little bit more than 24 hours from now.
Well, this is a game on the schedule that has piqued my interest really for many, many weeks, many months as I was analyzing the season. You know, obviously, you go into the year knowing Clemson was a big game, Alabama was a big game, or it will be a big game, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma, but this Vanderbilt game, it's like going to the dentist. You know, it's 11 a.m. kickoff. It's a team. It's a program that's on the rise. It's got a quarterback that's 24 years old who's got a lot of moxie. He's got a lot of confidence. The students have bought in, the fan base, the alumni, everyone. Nashville tomorrow or tonight is going to be on fire with all the LSU fans and Vanderbilt boasting out their chest, thinking they got a chance. There's a reason why Vanderbilt is favored in this game. A lot of it is because of their quarterback, Diego Pava. A lot of it is because LSU offense has just not looked good this season. So this is a tough game, and I think it's going to be a very close game. I mean, Vanderbilt's favored by 2.5, and this certainly should be a one-possession game late in the fourth quarter.
I have a terrible feeling about this game. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. You're not. You're not. You're not wrong at all. It's just because LSU really – I mean, it kind of over all the factors that I just went over, but LSU offensively just has not looked right. And now, to add to it, you're – one of your best defensive tackles. In fact, the defensive tackle that's received the most snaps all season, Bernard Gooden, he's doubtful for this game. Whit Weeks is questionable. You need Whit Weeks' speed out on that field on Saturday. You're going up against, you know, Brian Kelly has referred to it a few times this week, a modern-day version of the triple option. There's going to be motions. There's going to be pre-shifts before the snap. There's going to be a lot of eye candy. You got to stay disciplined. If you don't stay disciplined, that's when they hit you with the big run. And then the other thing that Vanderbilt does so well is they have a lot of success on first and second down. They'll get 3 yards on first down. They'll get 5 yards on second down. And then it's third and two, and then they convert the first down, and the drive just keeps going. And they sit on the football a lot. They've converted 57% of their third downs. That's the second most in the country. And Brian Kelly spelled it out pretty clearly earlier this week. LSU has to win on first and second down, has to put them in predictable situations, make sure Pavia doesn't beat them with his legs, get him to be just a pure passing quarterback if you can, and that will, and then that obviously plays in LSU's strength. Even though LSU's front seven here has been weakened by, you know, some injuries, you know, Ahmad Bro being out for the year, good and hurt, Weeks is hurt, Jamari Butler is questionable for this game. So the front seven, the depth has taken a little bit of the hit, but this defensive secondary is really good for LSU. So get them in third and long and let that defensive secondary do its work in covering these Vanderbilt receivers, and that's the recipe for success, at least for LSU defensively.
And I'm thinking also keep that Vanderbilt offense off the field, which goes to LSU in sustaining drives and maybe rushing the ball.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to want to do exactly what they did last week, maybe with a little more success, and that is run the football. I looked at it last year. I think LSU rushed for somewhere around 138, 139 yards against Vanderbilt, won the game 24-17. They gotta be in that vicinity, I think, 140 yards on the ground. The other thing in that game last year, Vandy was only like 2 for 12 on third down. Again, that will be such a key stat in this football game. So, yeah, run the football. And then you heard it, Mike Dettillier talking about it there when you guys were doing the sportscast. The weakness of this Vanderbilt team is their secondary. LSU's getting Aaron Anderson back. We saw what Tre'Davious Green did last week. Nobody can defend this guy. Look for them to try to get some more guys involved. You know, Berrien Brown, Chris Hilton possibly. Vanderbilt has not defended the pass very well this season. Alabama's quarterback threw for over 300 yards against them earlier this season. So that's where, you know, Garrett had 8 300-yard passing games last year. Still looking for the first one this year. This would be a good game to break that out as well, too, for LSU.
So who's going to be the if you had to pick a guy, considering what Weeks maybe or may not play, that's what you told me, right? Who's the guy that's key to shutting down Pavia?
I think, again, a lot of this falls on Harold Perkins. I mean, Perkins is the key. His ability to play in space, his ability, his speed, he's got to be disciplined as well. I think he'll be a big part of this game defensively. He's got to be a factor. So I think it really falls on a guy like him.
Do you have to designate a guy to spy on Pavia?
Well, again, because Vanderbilt does a lot of motion and does a lot, and I understand he's the quarterback, so he's kind of in his, you know, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit more assignment football here. So, yeah, there's a guy just like when you know, the old school days of playing the triple option, there'd be one guy that would be fixated on the quarterback. There'd be one guy fixated on the running back. You got to worry about wide receivers getting handoffs and all that kind of stuff. So there's going to be someone that's going to be on a lot of these plays, depending on, you know, how they line up, is going to be targeting Pavia and making sure to bring him down. The run fits. That's a big thing. You know, when South Carolina broke that long run for a touchdown last week, LSU didn't fit that run very well. They weren't playing that well. Some guys got out of their assignments, and it opened up a hole, and the running back ran 70 yards for a touchdown. And LSU's got to do their best to prevent, to make sure that doesn't happen again this Saturday.
Boy, you got to be disciplined when you're playing this way. You can't say, let me make a big play here and take him when I should have this guy, or just the opposite, right?
Yeah. No, you're exactly right on that, Tommy. As soon as you try to, you know, hunt for big plays, you got to kind of let the game come naturally to you, right? You know, Pavia had a couple big turnovers in the Alabama game. Two turnovers in the red.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And so that gives you an idea that, you know, Vanderbilt was moving the football, and Alabama just stayed, you know, kind of played a bend but don't break style of defense. And then eventually a mistake will happen. And, you know, LSU, I think that's kind of what they need to do in this football game as well.
You got
bend, don't break, but also, again, you really want to make sure you shut them down on first down the best you can.
You got him. He's got him. Don't worry about that. You just stick with him, and everything will be all right. It's when you start thinking, well, I'm going to get him as well as the other guy that's supposed to have him, then the guy that is supposed to be covered is not, and then you got trouble.
Exactly.
Terrible way to put it on a radio, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, you got it.
A's got A, B's got B, C's got C. When A starts going over to B, that's when you got a problem, because then the offensive A comes around. Jeff Palermo is with us every Friday with Jeff Palermo is Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. More when we come back. 621 Traffic Now, WWL. 626 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, every Friday morning with Jeff Palermo is Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. You know, when I look at the schedule, Jeff, it seems like I was trying to make an analogy, kind of like when you're on a road trip and you make the first leg and you're feeling pretty good about yourself, then the navigation comes on and says, keep driving straight for 358 miles. And you realize what a long way you have to go. And I say that because you got Vanderbilt this weekend. And then, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got Texas A&M. You got Alabama. Then you get a little respite with Arkansas, although who knows. And then was it Western Kansas University or WKU?
Western Kentucky.
Kentucky University, Hilltoppers,
yeah.
I guess. And then you wrap it up with Oklahoma. So if LSU drops this game, they're in a world of hurt, right, I think?
Yes, they are in a world of hurt because, you know, last year, at least the way the first year of the 12-team college football playoff played out, no one with three losses made the playoffs. So LSU obviously has one loss already. A second loss here basically gives them no more margin of error. Now, we'll see how it plays out. Maybe it's a little bit different this year. You might see a three-loss team get in there. But, this would be detrimental for LSU's chances to get in the college football playoff, because when you look at the big three remaining after this one, A&M, Alabama, and then Oklahoma at the end of the season, I think if you're looking at that, and you're probably saying if you can win two out of three there, you'll take it. Obviously, if you're an LSU fan, you want to win all three. I understand it. But realistically, if you can win two out of those three and win this game against Vanderbilt, beating Arkansas, that should be you should be able to do that. You should be able to beat Western Kentucky. So you add it all up, Tommy, that's 10-2. And 10-2 will get you in the college football playoff.
On a positive note, LSU's opponents' drives end in a punt, turnover on downs 80% of the time, tied for fourth best in the country. So if the defense is that good, why am I so worried about Vanderbilt? Is it because of what I've seen from the offense?
Yeah, I mean, offensively, they're scoring 43 points a game. Now, you do have to take a look at who they've played this season. The non-conference schedule, not all that great. They beat Virginia Tech, who fired their coach. They played South Carolina. They beat them pretty good, but Lenora Sellers did not play in the second half because of a concussion. They were right there with Alabama. The two turnovers in the red zone really just cost them in that game, but they played with them, especially in the first half. I thought the Crimson Tide really was the more physical team in the second half and wore them down a little bit. So some of those numbers are inflated, but you're still talking about a Vanderbilt team, you know, averaging 43 points a game, and I don't care who that's against. That's a really healthy number. So LSU's defense will certainly have its hands full this Saturday, tomorrow at 11 a.m.
You don't got to win by 100. You just got to win. Feelings, Jeff, what do you think?
Man, I told you I have not felt good about this game. I got Vanderbilt winning by 1 point in a wild, heart-stopping game. I think it's going to be a crazy game, and Vanderbilt somehow figures out a way to win it in the end.
Did you say dental appointment? Is that what you said earlier?
Yeah, it's like going to the dentist, man.
I like it. That's a good analogy. It's like you see it. It's there. It's not going away. You know you got to do it. Yeah. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
You can't get out of it. You wish you could get out of it, but you can't. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
And then when it's over, you take a deep breath.
Yeah, and hope that you don't have to go back. Every Friday with Jeff Palermo is Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. We'll come back and talk about the government shutdown and cybersecurity. Right now, we pause for WWL First News, and for that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.